Is this not why you are here?
This is Pete Holmes. I'm a comedian. I'm with my boy, Will. You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast, because you're smart.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
It is the Homemade Broadcast. How are you? Good? Great. My name is Will Kuntz. I am your host of this program, as always and forever. And I actually figured out how to use this app that we record on now. So, this should go smoothly, I'm hoping. No guarantees, of course. But I'm hoping so, and I got a good feeling about it in my gut. So I hope you enjoyed the worst of so far of the Homemade Broadcast last week. And there will be much worse to come in the coming years. But for now, we got a guest back in studio. He joined me last time and couldn't figure it out. Or I screwed up, I should say. It was figured out. I just did the wrong thing. And he managed to come back in here. I do appreciate it for that. So we'll get to Patrick Welsh in a minute. Let me just read these quick little things, and then we'll be good to go. This podcast is brought to you by Slybar. Find out why I Love the Berg is named Slybar one of the top businesses to watch in 2015. Good people, good folks. Lauren and Joe over there, love those guys. They're located at 2061 Central Avenue, and their website is slybarstpete.com. You don't need to go to their website. What are you going to go to their website for? What information you need? You just need the address, and you need to bring money, and that's it. And finally, also by Angelo's Bar and Grill, our friends there providing the pizza for us at the open mics. Another delicious round of pizzas provided by them last week. Go in there, 536 First Avenue North here in St. Pete, and the best website title or URL of all time, saintpizza.com, STPETEZA.com. Do go to that website just because it's hilarious, and you should go check it out, 536 First Ave North. Stop in, grab a slice. Very good. All right, so our guest is here already, so I'm not going to talk about anything. We're just going to pop right into it because we got a lot to talk about from last week. Patrick, sorry, I just got scolded for calling you Pat. I like Pat. You don't enjoy Pat, though.
The Saturday Night Live character kind of ruined it for me.
It's Pat?
Yes.
I love that character. It's one of my favorites.
Yes.
Patrick is a comedian here in the Tampa Bay area. He visits the Sly Bar open mics frequently. And he does comedy like 6 nights a week. He's all over the county. You say you do 6 times, right? That's usually how much you're hitting.
Probably like 4 to 6 different times. Sometimes it's multiple times in one night. So
yeah, that's from what I've heard from professionals. Like, their advice is you need to be going like 5 times a week if you really want to take this seriously and do it. So, and there's only, I think, a few people here in the area that actually do that and
take
it seriously.
There's only a handful that I know of. I'm not saying other people aren't taking it seriously, but I know there's some people that stay on the Tampa side of the bay. Other people go to the St. Pete side of the bay, and some of us travel everywhere.
Yeah, I always try to go out to different ones and let people know about Sly Bar, and it's hard to get the Tampa people to come out, man. There's like a dedicated group that just stay over on that side and don't venture over here at all, and I think they're missing out on some prime real estate down here.
Definitely
comedy real estate.
Missing out. They need to come over here every other Tuesday and hit Sly Bar up for Will's open mic.
Definitely.
By the Homemade Broadcast.
Yes.
A lot of comedians are poor. They can't afford money to even drive across the bay. So
that's a good point. And that's fair, too. But you know what? There should be some sort of like carpool or something like that. We should be working together here to make this
an Uber
easier
for comedians.
Yeah. But I mean, I think I went with you guys down to Bradenton, Sarasota. Drove all the way down to Sarasota for, what was that, Evie's?
Probably one of the worst open mics ever, but yes, Evie's.
And I remember Kent Perry down there. I saw Kent at Dunedin, and I was just messing with him. But I drank a little too much, I remember, and then I just started busting on his equipment. I mean, it was pretty shabby equipment, right? Yeah, I mean, it's easy to make fun of. And I haven't been back since, and I saw that open mic has since ceased to exist, I believe.
Yes, it has.
They come and go, these open mics.
Except for Will's at Sly Bar.
Yeah, so far it's holding strong. I think we're I'm not going to say I'm safe, but I think I got a steady enough crowd in that, and Sly Bar seems really dedicated to it. So that's the advantage that I have there, I guess. And, like, I don't know how long John Jay's been doing his at Dunedin, but that one seems pretty entrenched, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure, to be honest with you, either. And I found out last time we were here that I was your first person to show up for the open mic.
Yeah, that's right. You were, I remember this was last, it must have been last August, so about a year ago now. First one, it was myself and Adam who was co-hosting this program at the time, and you were the first guy to show up. They were the first guy, first comedian I think that I actually talked to in since I've started to get back in the scene, which was a while because I got out of it for many years.
That's because I'm such a nice guy.
You were a nice dude. Yeah, we talked for a long time. So, yeah, man, it's been I can't believe I haven't gotten you in here sooner. I mean, I did get you in here sooner a couple days ago, but unfortunately I'm stupid and messed up the our recording. I don't know how good that recording was anyway, so I'm looking forward to getting a new one, you know, because it went into some realms that maybe usually don't get into.
Oh, I get into that stuff all the time, but I'm not sure about your listeners wanting to hear all the political stuff. I about didn't make it in here today.
You almost didn't?
Yeah, I about got arrested this morning.
What? What happened?
I was driving, speeding as I always do, driving down McMullen Booth, and there was a Clearwater police officer hidden, and I didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was parked the opposite way that I was driving, so when I flew past him, I realized he was probably going to come get me. So I pulled into a condo complex really quick and thought I could park and kind of hide, and then I realized that I could drive through the complex, get back out on the road, so I did that. And got back out on the road, thought I kind of lost him. Next thing you know, he came flying over the median after me. And
oh, no.
Yeah, so I could have very easily be sitting in jail right now. He kind of said he could get me for a felony for fleeing and eluding and all that. But instead, I got a speeding ticket, careless driving, and running a stop sign.
Bummer. Yes. What is that? What did that total come out
to? It's going to be about $600.
Oh, no.
Yes. Would have been maybe 280. I was doing a 72 and a 45.
Oh, my God. Why do you drive so fast? Where you got to go in such a hurry?
I drive fast all the time, man. I've got a ticket in every state all the way up the East Coast. I've had, like, it's either 14 or 16 speeding tickets. I'm not sure what it is.
How do you still have a license?
Because it's been, I'm old, man.
So this is over a period of years.
Yeah, it's over, like,
many
22 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I wonder, though. Back in the day, do you know about the highwaymen? Back in the old days?
No.
Basically, the people that would hop out is people on their stagecoaches and horses were riding along, and they would rob them. And now we have the modern highwaymen, and they're called police officers. So I just wonder, like, because I feel like that's all they're doing is just robbing us for traveling faster than the rest of the people.
I agree with you to a certain extent, but also there is a safety issue, I guess, with the traveling fast. Or is it only a safety issue? Now it could be this, too. Is it only a safety issue because they put a cap on it and people are going that speed?
Well, if you notice, when they actually set up speed traps, it's always on places that's wide open spaces, straight stretches. They're not in, like, neighborhoods where speed probably would affect people. But half the time when I get a speeding ticket, I'm driving by myself, not near anybody, on a straight stretch where there's really nothing wrong with me driving fast.
Right. They can't really enforce the speed limits in a neighborhood because you're only hitting a really small portion of the drivers. So you get out on a bigger road, of course, there's going to be more drivers, and then you have more opportunities to get these said speeders. That's really fast, Pat. 75 and a 45, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's fast, man. It's going a little fast. That's like highway speeds. And what road was this, McMullen Booth?
McMullen Booth, yeah.
Three
lanes wide open, right? It was a couple miles before the Bayside Bridge.
Okay.
Which I did almost 140 across the Bayside the other day. So.
See, that's okay, I feel like. That's no big deal.
Yeah, because if I crash, just fly in the water.
Yeah,
right?
Ain't going to hurt nobody. You're just going to damage that really nice car that you have.
Yeah.
So good. I'm glad you didn't get arrested.
I am glad so, too.
That would have been unfortunate. I had to record a worst of last week for the actual time slot show. So I almost considered running our program, but it was 10 minutes of silence, asking if you could use the bathroom, and then me just burping and sitting in silence and yawning. So it really wasn't. And I thought, oh, I like the reality of this. This is like, you know, real stuff here, reality radio. But it was way too boring. Yeah. My show is already boring, let alone real stuff is even more boring.
In case Will wasn't fully clear, we actually already recorded a podcast a few days ago, and technology kind of screwed it up. And we'll blame it on technology.
No,
not you, Will.
I'm blaming it on me. I control this technology. This technology is my bitch.
I think it actually controls us, but
no, man. I should have pushed a button, and I just didn't. I should have paid attention. I'm not gonna play the victim in this whole thing. This society is already a victim culture. I'm taking responsibility for my, error.
Your error.
My error. It's human error.
That's cool though. It gives us another chance to sit down and talk.
Yeah, it was kind of hastily put together. This one is kind of too, because I had to rush back home. I thought when you texted me originally at like 1 that you were saying to say 2:30, and I just left the house. And I was like, God dang it. Not going to get this done, but I'm glad because you're working in the area, so you're able to stop back in, because you live like all the way up in
Trinity,
which is like pretty far. Is that Pasco County?
Yeah, it's my address is in Newport Richey, but Trinity is the nice area, so I say that because it's close to Trinity.
Yeah, Newport Richey. The only place worse than Newport Richey is Port Richey, basically in the area.
Or maybe Hudson.
Hudson? I don't even know what Hudson is.
There you go. Drive to Hudson. It progressively gets worse the further you go. Spring Hill, Citrus River, or Crystal River, as you get further north.
Isn't, like, Newport Richey or Port Richey, like, one of the meth capitals? Or am I making that up?
I would think the whole area
No, not
is.
Meth. Pills was what it was.
I know a few years ago there was a person dying every other day in Pasco County from prescription drug overdoses. Hillsborough County was every day, though. So
there was even more.
There was even more in Hillsborough.
I wonder if that's just population-based because there's more people.
I would imagine, but yeah, that's just the state of Florida is really bad for prescription drug overdoses.
Did they ever find out why Florida was so bad with prescription pills?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
I know that they shut down like a bunch of clinics and stuff like that who were just dispensaries for these narcotics.
Meanwhile, there's a CVS and Walgreens on every corner, so.
Was it the ones that they shut down, were they not just dispensing them there so you could go in, go to a doctor, or were they having to go to CVS?
They were pain management clinics, so you went in and said, I have a hurt back, and they wouldn't.
They would just write you a script.
Yeah, write you a script.
You just pay your couple $100 and that was it. Which is a great business to get into because those pills are really expensive. I had a couple buddies of mine get hooked on them pretty good, and now I think they're up to like $30 or $40 for one.
For one?
For one, yeah.
Wow.
So, and I mean, some of these people are taking 6-7 a day. So then they're just resorting to heroin instead because heroin is much cheaper, probably better, really.
Meanwhile, cannabis is still criminalized.
That's true. Yeah, I think that's going to change next election because it was so close this past time. It's going to pass the next time.
Eventually, because they know they can tax it and make money off of it, so.
They had, I think Colorado got back like $100-something, every Denver resident, $130, $140 or something from the profit of selling from the dispensaries. They got like a tax credit or something.
And the price with the government taxes is actually more than the black market price now out there.
So legal is more expensive than, but it's probably better too, right? I mean,
it's
this
the same.
Is, it's the same. There's
it's
no difference.
It's the same people.
It's the same on the black market and the government part?
Yeah, if you think about it, most of the people that were growing it are the same people that are growing it now. Some people got into it, but you know, ultimately it was the same growers. I mean, I don't think we've had Mexican dirt weed in the country for a while.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I remember when I was smoking, my mom found mine one time and was like, wow, this is way better than what I used to get when I was young. So, and I said, yeah, I couldn't even find like regular pot anymore if I wanted it. It's all like this super hydroponic or lab created stuff. It's out of this world now, apparently.
I moved to Spokane, Washington for a few years and I had some friends out there that did not believe you could get cannabis with seeds in it because they'd never seen it before.
Oh man, because I remember we did have that for a while, but it changed like high school. but shortly thereafter, you couldn't find it anymore. It was all good stuff. So yeah. I guess that's just, I mean, where does that come from? Is it all, because I saw this one thing, it was, they were growing it in the state parks is where they'll find tracts of land because it's just this huge, like, miles and miles and miles of land, and they just find an area in the middle of it and plant, like, a lot of crops, and then they know where it is, and they go and harvest it, and that's how a lot of it's grown in this country now. I don't know if that's still true. Like, I would imagine now the legal places are just taking that over.
My old boss's nephew moved to Colorado, and he has a warehouse now that he's growing it in. A warehouse.
How big's a warehouse?
I'm not sure how big it is, but it's just picture a warehouse filled with plants. I mean, it's a decent-sized place.
Yeah, that's pretty good, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of time before it's... I don't know. I think they probably make... There's rumors, of course, that it's going to be make a lot of money if it's legal. But it also makes a lot of money if it's illegal, because then you can incarcerate people for it, and people are making a lot of money off people being incarcerated, which is an issue. This is the problem. One of the downfalls, I should say, with capitalism is that when you can monetize people's lives, that's one of the downfalls. I don't know a better system, but that's an issue.
Hence me being against the speed limit laws.
Yeah, I understand. But about the incarceration, though, I mean, you're, like, ruining people's lives over nothing, really. I'm kind of under, like, you should just legalize it all, because there's nothing really good that comes out of locking people in prison. You know, there's that saying that you just become a better criminal if you're in prison.
For you younger listeners, and I'm sure that's most people, prior to, like, 1913, most drugs were legal in this country.
Yeah. My grandmother told me I used to be able to buy codeine, opium, whatever you wanted in the Sears catalog.
Coke is called Coca-Cola for a reason. There used to be cocaine in it.
Right.
And I do believe, if you really research it, that they still grow it with the coca plant in some way, shape, or form. They have some form of that.
Well, a cocoa plant is just chocolate, right? I mean, cocoa is a main ingredient in chocolate anyways. So
I thought that back in the day. I think they're actually two separate plants. I think
there's
a cocoa and then a cocoa plant, I do believe.
Oh, a cocoa. And yeah. Yes, that makes sense. I believe you're right. Well, regardless, still. But, Pat, let's talk about comedy, because you've been doing comedy for, like, how long now?
It'll be 2 years this August, officially.
Patrick, sorry, I called you Pat again.
That's fine.
That's going to be hard for me to break. Sorry.
When I slice your tires, then you'll get the
picture. Damn it. I don't have any more. I need new tires, though, so maybe it would help me, just motivate me to get new tires. Said tires.
There you go.
Yeah. So how long you been doing?
It'll be 2 years this August.
2 years this August. You're 38, you said?
Yes.
So you started when you were 36.
Good math.
Yeah, I can do that at least. Nice. Don't ask me to do much more than that. So how's it been for you? Like, what's your experience been so far?
It's been good so far. It's not what I expected, if you want to know the truth.
What did you expect?
From seeing comedy my whole life, I assumed these people were just funny people, and they got on stage and started telling jokes and stories, and I didn't realize that they really worked their craft. And a lot of times, that's like the 100th, 200th, 500th time they've actually told that story.
Yeah, so you thought it was kind of just like improv, where you'd get up and just start
talking?
In a
way, I figured you're a funny person, you can get up and just speak, and I learned that that's not always the case.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not from everybody... that I've talked to. Anyways, there are some guys that can do that, though. They don't have to worry about it. They'll just get up and start talking. But I, for the most part, definitely everybody's writing. I mean, are you, you carry around a notebook and all that?
Yeah, I write from the stage and from off stage, so. But I'm one of those ones, I pretty much need life to happen, and then I add punchlines to it.
I think everybody does that.
There's some people I know that pick a topic and they sit down and write about it.
Really?
Yes.
It seems to me that it would be hard to find anything to write about, because how would you know, really, unless you've experienced this thing?
Very hard.
So I think that it has to come from life and what you relate to.
That's what I think. Like, I mean, something will happen today, and I'm writing about it tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying
almost to, getting arrested, I'm sure, is going to be a new thing.
Yeah, I have a whole, I mean, I could have hours on that, but I don't know how funny it is for people.
Yeah. So your first time was 2 years ago. Where did you first do it?
Very first time was at a poetry place in Safety Harbor in front of a bunch of like 60 and 70 year olds.
How did that go?
Actually, it went pretty well. I got some good laughs, and I spent many weeks going back there for about a year, but I've since stopped because, I don't know, my humor, I'm not a clean comedian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite dirty, but...
You're probably I guess you're in the middle, kind of.
In the middle. I couldn't pass for clean, though, because...
No.
I tend to go into subjects that a lot of people, like sex and racism and...
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not clean. So I kind of, once I realized, hey, man, I probably shouldn't be doing these type of jokes in front of these people, so I slowly stopped going.
Mm-hmm. So were you doing just exclusively this place in Safety Harbor?
Oh, no,
were you traveling along?
I spent probably a few months actually researching everything in the area
mm-hmm.
and seeing where the open mics were, and I started going everywhere, but a lot of the mixed open mics where there's music and poetry and comedy. So you got like 15 minutes starting out. But I pretty much just do the comedy mics now.
I don't like those mixed mics because there's so many different people there that a lot of these people don't like comedy. And a lot of these people don't like poetry. So you're forcing them to listen to stuff they don't really care about. Is it a good thing? Probably, to be exposed to different types of arts. But a lot of people just don't want to. And I know, like, comedians, they just want to get their stage time, and usually they're out right afterwards. There's not many that stick around too often to watch other guys, really.
No, and even if they're there, most of them aren't listening anyways. So.
Right. And if they look like they're listening, they're really not listening. They're just staring right through you in general.
And I actually do listen. I like to hear, you could be the worst comedian on stage. If you got a good premise, though, I'll laugh at the premise,
mm-hmm.
even if it's not delivered correctly.
Yeah.
Because I'm just such a fan of comedy. I like hearing what people have to say.
Yeah. You married guy?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been married?
I don't know. Ask my wife.
You don't know?
I've been with her for like 20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So you've been together since you were 18?
Yeah, almost. I was about turning 19, yes.
Oh, my God. How did you make that work? That's amazing to me when people have been together for, like, so young. Because that's when I had, like, my first serious girlfriend. I was, like, 19. And that lasted a couple years, 3 years. And then we split up. And then another girl came along for 3 years. But when people have been together that long, how do you not just get sick of each other?
Well, we definitely get sick of each other. She got pregnant on her 18th birthday at
God,
Disney.
That sucks.
So any of the listeners...
From you?
Yes. Next time you're at Disney, right beside the Pirates of the Caribbean, there's a little wall. You can look at it and know that there was a baby conceived there.
Did you, like, hide in the ride and do it?
No, I was literally outside beside Pirates of the Caribbean, just on a little wall, like, back...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty graphic.
We took our son there.
You could have gotten a lot of trouble if you got caught for that.
Possibly.
That would have been, like, you'd have been a sex offender.
Yeah.
Type of stuff.
And especially, she just turned 18. She's a daughter of a pastor. And
oh, no.
Yeah,
that's the way it happens, though. Those really girls that get young or pregnant really young are usually always, like, super religious or pastors or, you know, whatever. The ones that preach don't do these things. They rebel against their parents, and then they get knocked up and do Oxycontin.
Yeah, I don't think she's doing Oxy or anything. But yeah, we've been together 20 years, man. Have 4 children, so I am a busy man.
Sounds like it. You work, like, all the time.
Pretty much, yes.
And then you fit in comedy, too. And I was going to say when you can, but it seems like you're always doing it. So you manage to balance all these things.
Yeah, I don't sleep much.
Is that the key, just not sleeping?
Yeah, I'd say so. I really want to do this, so I'm going all out. And yeah, I honestly sleep maybe 4-6 hours max a day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Comedian Patrick Welsh is joining me on the program today. So you don't sleep. You work multiple jobs. You go do comedy.
And I'm raising
you drive,
family.
And that's why you drive fast. And see, I understand now. You should be able to drive fast because
exactly.
You got a fast-paced life. And how old you got 4 kids, you said? What ages are they?
My son just turned 18. He graduated. He's going to UCF this fall. And then I have 3 daughters that are all going to be 6, 8, and 10.
Do they know that you're doing comedy?
Oh,
trying to pursue it?
Yeah, man. My oldest daughter, she'll be in 5th grade next year. She'll write stuff down for me, and she's actually given me a few things to joke about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. So they're, like, fans of yours, would you say? Have they seen you, like, perform?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They've gone a few times, and they've seen me do pretty much everything. So I'm pretty free with the way I raise them. And I feel like I'm doing a good job.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You were telling me about your son off air, and it sounds like he's got his good head on his shoulder. He's going to do well. So
yeah, just as long as I can stay out of jail.
That's going to be the key. Yeah. You know, you've managed to do it so far, I guess. So
I've been in and out a couple of times. I'm afraid to admit that.
What did you do? You want to talk about that? What did you do to get locked up?
Oh, it all revolves around a plant being criminalized. So.
I see. Yes. See, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. So you gotten milked for, you know, some dough out of the system, and you didn't really get punished for it. You just kind of got taxed, basically.
Taxed, yeah. And they gave me a slap on the wrist and a lot of money, thousands of dollars that I've had to spend.
Is this state still a three strikes state?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. I remember I used to see the billboards all the time that would say, like, 10, 20 life on them. That's and nice. I don't know if that counts. Like, if you got three felonies on marijuana possession, would that mean you go to prison for life?
I'm not sure. I would hope not.
I've read stories, though, of stuff like that happening with people, but mm-hmm. for pot, too. It's crazy.
For something that grows out of the ground.
Yeah. Doesn't seem right, does it?
It doesn't seem right at all. That's why I said, meanwhile, there's a CVS and Walgreens hooking up people with pills that actually kill.
Yeah. That's weird, too, because I've had pain pills. I've had surgeries and stuff like that. And they never really kill your pain. They just dope you up to the point where you don't care that you're in pain anymore.
Basically.
None of them actually take the pain away.
No.
So that's why I guess a lot of people do smoke pot for ailments and pain, and that does help people. I saw the little girl on CNN with Sanjay Gupta, who she was having seizures, and they gave her a certain strand, and she was having like 50 or 60 a day or something ridiculous. And they tried all, pumped her full of all these pharmaceuticals. Nothing really worked, and if it did work, it wore off really quick. And this somehow they synthesized, took the THC out of it and used another part of the chemically to...
A lot of it is the CBDs.
That's it. So they use that and then work.
Doesn't actually get you stoned or high.
And this is what I don't understand, too. Like, if it's profitable, why don't these companies just use the CBDs and find ways to process that?
As far as I know, they've tried a drug that they came up with called Marinol, I believe it's called. They tried to make synthetic marijuana, and basically the side effects are too bad. They can't get it right. So they need the true thing, but yet I'm not sure what's keeping us from it. I think a lot of it is Christians and the dogmatic people, which of all people, Christians should be the ones down with it, because God created a plant and the state criminalized it.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think that's going to change soon enough anyways. It's a long process, but we're really close. What if the bill failed by like 4% or something
like
last 3%.
Time?
I mean, those people are going to die against it probably by next election and be good to go.
And I'm just a freedom person, too. I don't really want a bunch of stoners out there, but I just want freedom for everybody.
I agree. That's why I feel like just legalize everything. Because here's the thing, and this is going to sound really kind of mean, but... If you do certain drugs, and people aren't stupid, even the dummies that start these things know that you'll die from them. I can't imagine anyone thinking that they're not going to die from taking heroin. What kind of moron? They don't exist. So these people that do get hooked on these drugs will die, and then the herd will get thinned. And as bad as that sounds, I mean, why lock them up and, you know, it just doesn't make sense. I don't know. The ultimate penalty, they'll get the death penalty for using these things. So just let them freely choose to do so, and let's move on, you know?
I agree, Will.
That's it. I'm trying to remember some of the other things we talked about last time. So you're married. Are you from? You're not from Florida, though,
originally. I'm from Ohio, originally, yes.
And you were like a football star over there.
If you want to say so, yeah.
Well, you tell me what you were, because I remember you were telling me you're in the Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame for... I played football at three different high schools.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I played at my senior year inducted me into their Hall of Fame. I was quite shocked. But, yeah, I got tons of awards. I was a coach's son and grew up on a football field and actually coached a little bit myself. But, I don't know, I kind of grew away from it. So.
Yeah. Did you, like, play in college or anything? Or?
Nah, I chose not to go. Yeah, I pretty much said, obviously, I didn't love it the way I thought I did because I didn't go play in college, even though I could have. I went and visited schools. And
where'd you visit?
Just a bunch of, like, Division Threes, smaller schools, usually outside of the state of Ohio because I wanted to get out of that state.
So. That's everyone that lives in Ohio is trying to get out of Ohio, except LeBron James.
LeBron James
left, went to Miami. And I said, you know what? No, I want to go back to Ohio. He's the only person to ever make that happen.
I think he wanted to go pay that state income tax again.
Yeah. Florida's one of the only states without one, right?
One of a handful, yes.
Yeah. Who else? Do you know? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but I joke, thank the Canadians for coming down here because...
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's what it is.
That sales tax they help pay and a lot of the Europeans that come over.
Mm-hmm. They all have their little separate... There's a lot of Canadians with second homes down here.
Oh, a ton.
And they drive. They don't even fly. They drive down.
I don't know if I'd call it driving, but...
Yeah, very slowly.
Very slowly.
But that, man, that's a hell of a... I can't be in a car for more than a couple hours before I start to lose my mind.
I'm traveling the whole country for 3.5 weeks in July.
Really?
And August, so I'm going to be in a minivan for a long time.
Doing, and what's the purpose?
It's my 20-year reunion, so I'm going back to Ohio for that. Mm-hmm. And just one last family trip before my son takes off. And I'm actually going to be doing comedy all along the way. So
oh, cool.
Pretty much the perimeter of the United States will be traveling.
So up to Ohio and...
Yeah, we're going up the East Coast, New York City, Niagara Falls, Ohio, Minneapolis, Chicago. Out west, used to live in Spokane, Washington, so I'm going to go out there and... See if I can be the head of the NAACP chapter out there in Spokane.
You got a good chance, man. Just kidding. You look a little tan for down here in Florida. So, yeah. What did you think of that whole thing, that woman, that Rachel Dolezal? Is that her name?
I could care less if you want to know the truth.
Me? Well, I'll tell you why I do kind of care about it. I feel like it's interesting only because it's funny how, what you hear, the comparison that's thrown out there, they compare it to the Bruce Jenner thing where he's... Caitlyn Jenner now and identifies as a woman now, and liberal folks were really supportive of that, but this woman, they are not supportive of her even though she says she identifies as a black woman. I don't really care either, honestly, but it was just funny. And you know, then the comparison, they say that's not the same thing, and it's not the same thing, but it's certainly in the same category, if nothing else, because it's somebody who is something and says there's something else. At the very basic bottom level, that's true. And the hate that she's gotten from a lot of people is sad to me. You know, I feel like she's probably just a kind of a sick lady. Honestly, she's a little mentally ill. Who cares what she wants to be? Just let her be what she wants to be, right?
I'm still trying to figure out what it means to be black. Or
and
to
how
be
would
white.
She, right? How would you know? I guess yeah. How would you self-identify if you don't know what that is? But you could make the same argument for Bruce Jenner. How would he identify as a woman if he doesn't know what it is to be a woman?
Exactly. I think she should have given it away when she was saying she was a fixin' to doing something instead of finnit.
So I guess like she's like hated now, and I think she was on the Today Show earlier.
No, she's
week.
Been all over the media,
and everyone hates her, but they still give her all this attention. But I'm sure now that they had the shooting, she's going to be out of the news now.
Now we got to complain about the Confederate flag.
Yeah, that's going to be the new thing.
That's important.
What do you think about that? Let's talk about the Confederate flag over South Carolina.
I could care less if you want to know the truth.
Me too.
you take it down, it ain't going to make any difference. It ain't going to change people. And the thing is, the Confederacy, a lot of it had nothing to do with slavery. That's remanufactured history. That's rewritten history. So,
yeah, I think there's a narrative that the Civil War was fought over slavery, and that's really not the case.
That's what they made it about to make it seem like it was a just war.
But right.
A lot of it was basically money, the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's people that are upset about the flag hanging out on I-4 and 275. I guess there's a Confederate flag out there.
Yeah.
I'm so oblivious, I haven't even noticed it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know either. I don't really drive that way, but I wouldn't even know it if I saw it.
I know there's people that flip it off when they drive past it out there. They're that upset.
I know there's a guy around here who drives a big old pickup truck and has a huge Confederate flag hanging from the back. Now, I don't really care, but at the same time, I'm like, that guy's an ass. But I would do that if he had an American flag too. Like, what? Come on, man. Like, you just—it's your truck. You know.
I agree. They're all just pieces of cloth to me. I'm not a nationalist or.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not down with borders and.
Not down with borders.
No, not really. I think we're all human. We're all part of the human race. That's why I don't understand the black race, the white race. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, we're all humans. And, yeah, I'm not a big fan of just how they set up these arbitrary lines and, you know, Florida versus Georgia, United States versus Mexico, you know.
Yeah, and I agree with you. We all part of the human race. But we all are different, too, and we should embrace our differences. We shouldn't be afraid of those differences. We have different cultures, even. I mean, black communities here, white communities here, Italian communities, we all have different things that we do. And then you'll hear some people say race doesn't exist, and then those same people also say that we have a problem with racism in our country. So which is it?
Oh, there's definitely a problem with racism, but that's people choosing to look at skin color and judge somebody on that. I try to judge people based on their actions and what they do.
That's totally what you should. But there is such a thing, too, as prejudice and post-judice, too. Like, if you have experiences with certain people, you can... Patrice O'Neill said it great, too. There was this old O&A clips that I listen to on YouTube all the time. There's hours and hours and hours of him. And one of the things he was talking about was... Because there's a rally, you know, the PC culture now, a rally for no hate speech, in quotes... and his thing was, why can't I hate you? How are you going to tell me as a free, sovereign being that I can't hate you? You have to be free to do so. These ones that are shutting down businesses because, weren't you telling me that one, a gay couple in Colorado or something went into a shop with a camera knowing that they weren't going
to
serve
them. A lot of times they choose to go in knowing that it's ran by a religious person mm-hmm. or a Christian person. Like eHarmony, you know eHarmony, the dating site?
Mm-hmm.
The homosexuals actually force them to have a homosexual part on there. That would be like going to an Ebony site and forcing them to have a Caucasian section. It's like, make your own site, man. Who cares? Let people be.
See, that seems to me, though, that eHarmony would be silly not to do that because it is such a large part of the market that there's only more money to be made from. And that's the bottom line with a business is profit, really.
I believe that they're ran by a person that relates or says that they're a Christian.
I see. Sure, so he doesn't want to do that. And he should be free not to do that. And then if, in turn, somebody else comes up with a better product, he'll go out of business. And that's the great thing about the free market.
Exactly. I'm trying to get the heterosexual section on the Grindr website, but having a difficult time pulling that off.
Dude, I tried OkCupid for a little while. I was on that. I tapped out when there was – I was because they have these things like you can swipe left, swipe right on people just by pictures. And there was a person that popped up that was a large – bearded man with his shirt off and claiming that her pronouns were she and her, but it was a large bearded man.
And her name was Will.
That was B, yes. And I was like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. This is nobody on that website is heterosexual. If you look at the orientations, they're all these, I've never heard of these terms before. There's so many different types of sexualities out there. I had no idea, but there are a lot. And then a lot of it too is just couples looking for somebody else too. It's
have you tried Backpage?
What is that?
You don't know what Backpage is? No. You're a single man?
No. What's Backpage?
Check it out sometime. Backpage.com.
That where you get ladies of the evening?
Yes. It's a step above.
Dude, I don't have any money, man. I don't have any money. I don't have money for a prostitute. I had to buy vegetables today, man. I can't afford them.
They're not prostitutes. You're paying for their time.
For their company.
Yes.
I'm totally okay with that. I just can't afford it. Maybe if I could, it would be different. Still feel weird, though. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, if I'd quit speeding, I might be able to afford it as well.
Yeah, $600. You get some good time.
I got a lovely wife at home, though. I shouldn't joke like
that. That's true. Patrick Welsh, we're just about ready to wrap up here, believe it or not. So, what's next? What's your plan? What's, like, your 5-year plan, I guess you could call it, as far as getting into working full-time in comedy?
Just keep doing what I'm doing, man. I'm trying to get out of my full-time job so I can go around the state more, hit up more open mics, get more exposure.
You like to get out to Orlando, too, right?
Yeah, I go to Orlando some, Sarasota, like we were saying. I've made it over to Cocoa Beach before. So,
what's Cocoa Beach like as far as the scene over there?
Bunch of rednecks for the most part. But yeah, there's, in all honesty, there's a lot of mics going on over there, and they got a lot of shows from those mics.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some good people over there.
So I would say, in my opinion, that probably Orlando would be the comedy mecca of Florida anyways.
It seems like there's a lot of opportunities in Orlando, yes.
I wonder why. What sets Orlando apart from Tampa, or I guess Miami's got stuff going on too, but it seems like any of the comics from Florida that I hear about are Orlando-based.
It definitely does, yes. Maybe it's because of the center of the state. Got a lot of people there, a lot of visitors.
Disney World.
Disney, yes.
So there's some entertainment opportunities there.
Nickelodeon.
And that will draw folks, I guess. Because Orlando, they have, like, I remember last time I was there, which was not too long ago, they had, like, little tiny, like, independent clubs and stuff like that. Like, little holes in the wall that held, like, probably 40 people or something like that that were in downtown. And I found, like, two of those just walking around.
Those are called strip clubs as well.
I got it completely wrong. They were called, like, the Tug Shack. What are you talking about? I thought that was jokes. I don't know. Maybe, no, it definitely was, like, a little tiny indie club. And that's what something down here needs is independent, because isn't like Side Splitters, Coconuts, those are all chains, right?
Side Splitters was affiliated with another one in Tennessee, but that one closed down. Coconuts, as far as I know, is the only one around right now.
There's one on Gulf to Bay in Clearwater.
Yeah, I guess actually there is two around here. Bob owns the Coconuts name, so if you see a Coconuts pop up, Bob Shoemaker is making money off of that.
So both of those are his clubs.
Yeah,
I kind of got the vibe that those are all over the country for some reason.
He owns the name of Coconuts. So if you see Coconuts Comedy, that's Bob Shoemaker.
Hmm.
And I got to say, I said it last time, and since we're saying it again, for those of you who don't know, listen to Bright Eyes. That's the opening track.
Yeah, yeah, you're a Bright Eyes fan, which I would not think that looking at you.
Really?
But yeah. I don't really know what a Bright, because I'm a Bright Eyes fan. I don't think I fit the conventional.
What kind of music do I look like I'd listen to?
That's a good question. I would say you're like a 80s rock guy.
Nah, I'm a fan of every type of music.
Yeah?
Every type of music.
If I had to guess, your favorite band would be Wasp.
It's actually Winger. No, it's actually Pink Floyd.
Okay. Well, I wasn't that wrong then. I guess Pink Floyd was 70s, but...
60s,
70s. 60s, 70s.
And 80s, and 90s.
They put out albums in the 90s?
Yeah, they just released an album last year.
Really?
Yes.
Is it any good?
It was all right. It's pretty much outtakes from the previous album.
Oh, so it was just like a best of?
No, it was pretty much just the same style. Some of them were actual recordings from then, and they finished them off now.
But there was no tracks from 2000, you know.
Yeah, there was some new stuff, but it was a lot of just instrumental. And I mean, they're pretty old. They've had a few members die, so.
Yeah. All right, Patrick, we're going to wrap up. Thank you for coming in again. I appreciate it.
Oh, glad to be here, Will.
Come back anytime.
Sly Bar, Tuesday night.
Sly Bar, second and fourth Tuesday of the night. Follow The Homemade Broadcast on Facebook, facebook.com/The Homemade Broadcast. Follow me on Twitter, home_made_man. Leave me a voicemail, 813-693-2124, or email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. Pat, you got any things to plug or anything?
Dude, if you guys want to follow me on Facebook, it's Patrick Welsh, W-E-L-S-H. W-E-L-S-H, if it was with a C, you wouldn't be hearing me because I'd be enjoying that grape juice fortune.
All right, Patrick. Thanks, man. I'll see you on Tuesday at the open mic.
Appreciate it, Will.
All right. Talk to you all soon. Have a great week. Adios.